Say good afternoon to everyone and want to welcome you to our worship service via the conference call. If you are visiting with us, we want you to know you are honored guests, and we thank you for your presence on this afternoon to study with us another portion of God's Word. We also like to remind us from Acts chapter 2, verses 42 and verse 47, the fact that we are worshiping God following those five acts that Luke penned for us in the Acts of the Apostles, that being apostles' doctrine and fellowship, and in breaking of bread and in prayer, and then praising God and having favor with the people. Luke wrote, and the Lord added to the church daily such as should be saved. We would like to say of those on the line that are not Christians, as we had one precious soul on this morning after morning worship was added to the Lord. If you're on the call this afternoon and you understand the message, understand that your relationship with the Lord is not where you see from the Bible that God would have it to be, and you want to make a change and do that which the Bible teaches and become a Christian, it's my responsibility at the close of this message to share with you what God has commanded all that are of the age of accountability to do in order to become a child of God, a Christian, a member of the Lord's church. On this afternoon, we're in 2 Peter, scripture that was read in your hearing. Our subject title came from verse number 13 in 2 Peter chapter 1, where the title will be "To Stir You Up by Putting You in Remembrance." This morning, those that were with us, we talked about remembrance on this morning, where Paul had written to Timothy about remembering Jesus Christ and that he rose from the dead. So we want to stay with that theme on this afternoon and talk what Peter shared with those that he wrote to in his second letter. And again, Peter wrote what his responsibility was, what my responsibility is to anyone, those that are members of the Highland Heights Church of Christ, and for those that are listening. Anytime I teach the Word of God, Peter said to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Let us start at verse number 10 as we get into the lesson. So we'll see when Peter referred to these things, we will know what things that he's talking about. In 2 Peter chapter 1, verse number 10, Peter said, "Wherefore, the rather, brethren, give diligence to make your calling and election sure. For if you do these things, you shall never fail." And those things that he was talking about are then verse 5 through verse number 7. And then he says in verse 11, "For so an entrance shall be ministered unto you abundantly into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ." So Peter shared with them, if you do the things that I'm teaching you, Peter told them that an entrance into the everlasting kingdom of our Lord and Savior will be one that you would have obtained. And then he told them, with our text for this afternoon, he said, "Wherefore, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them and be established in the present truth." Peter let them know that I'm not going to be careless. I'm not going to fail to take care of what I know God has commanded me to do. I'm not going to be negligent to put you in remembrance. And we talked about remembrance means to make someone think about something again or reminding them. And Peter said, even though you know them, I'm trying to establish you in the present truth. So Peter established what his responsibilities are as I, being a preacher of the gospel of Jesus Christ, I have two responsibilities as a preacher. Number one, my responsibility is to preach the gospel to the lost. You turn your Bibles to 2 Corinthians, and the verse is number 3, where Paul, in his letter to Corinthians, shared with them that if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. If the gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost. So one of my responsibilities is to preach the gospel to those that are outside of Christ. Again, when there is only two places where one can abide spiritually, that's either in the Lord or in the world. All those that are in the world that are outside of Christ, it's my responsibility as God allows me the opportunity to preach those individuals. Notice what Paul wrote in 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verse 4, in whom the God of this world has blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them. For we preach not ourselves, but Christ Jesus the Lord, and ourselves your servants for Jesus' sake. So again, there's a God of this world with a little G, and there's a God of those that are in the church. And so Paul let them know that the God of this world, the devil, is trying to blind their minds, and he's doing an excellent, outstanding job of that. If we just look within the country in which we live in, how the devil has blinded the minds of those to make choices and decisions that are not consistent with the will of God. And then he'll use things such as job, family, friends, to blind your mind from doing that which the Lord has said to do. So the first responsibility is to preach the gospel to the lost. Then the second responsibility I have as a preacher of the gospel is to exhort you that are Christians to live to please God and to become more faithful. In 1 Thessalonians, the 4th chapter, we'll find in Paul's letter to those of Thessalonica, note what he says in verse number 1. Furthermore, then we beseech ye, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to live and to please God, so ye would abound more and more. So what Paul wrote to them is we need to be mindful that our life, our walk, is to please the Lord, Paul said, to please the Lord and to grow, notice he said, and abound more and more. For ye know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you abstain from fornication, that every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor. We have to learn how to control ourselves, how to control our appetite, to not allow those fleshly desires to get the better of us. And my responsibility is to teach you the commands of God so you will know what God has commanded. And now, Peter said this, note in verse number 12, he talks about to put you always in remembrance. Why, Peter? Because as human beings, we are prone to forget. It's my responsibility to keep you in remembrance of these things. Even though you know them, it's still my responsibility to keep you in remembrance. Know what he says, verse 13. He said, yea, I think it meet, or I think it fit, as long as I am in this tabernacle. The tabernacle represents earthly body. Notice what my title was, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Yeah. To stir means to cause one to become more active. It is my responsibility through the Word of God to get you to become more active for the Lord and for your salvation. We talked about in verses 10 and 11. It's about when this life is over, going to heaven. So Peter was telling them, as long as I'm living, and I said this about myself, as long as I am living and I'm serving the congregation that assembled at Highland Heights, as well as when I do spiritual service for Jesus Christ other places, my responsibility is to put you in remembrance. And some things, it may be new teaching, but Peter said his responsibility was to put them in remembrance, to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. And then Peter told them why. He said, knowing that shortly I must put off this my tabernacle. He said, even as our Lord Jesus Christ had showed me. Peter said, I know I don't have long to live. And the Lord had shared that with me. Well, if we look in John chapter 28, I'm sorry, there is no 28. John chapter 21. John chapter 21. And the verse is number 18, John 21:18. Note what Jesus says to Peter. Verily, verily, I say unto thee, when thou was young, thou girded thyself and walked whether thou wouldest, but when thou shalt be old, thou shalt stretch forth thy hand, and another shall gird thee and carry thee whether thou wouldest not. God, Jesus was telling Peter, when you were young, you did what you wanted to do, and you went where you wanted to go. He said, but understand this here, and we need to understand this here. As we get older, we're going to want some things, and we're going to stretch forth our hand. And Jesus told Peter, someone else is going to have to gird you, and someone else, you're going to be going places where you may not want to go because you don't control things anymore. The Bible says in verse 19, this spake he, signifying by what death he, being Peter, should glorify God. And when he had spoken this, he saith unto him, follow me. Then Peter, turning about, seeing the disciple whom Jesus loved following, which also leaned on his breast at supper, and said, Lord, which is he that betrayed thee? Peter, seeing him, said to Jesus, Lord, and what shall this man do? So the Lord told Peter. Peter said that to those that he wrote to in his second letter, going back to verse number 14 as we close this afternoon's lesson. That God had shown him, Jesus had shown him, what his life would be and when he was going to put off that physical body. And then Peter said, verse 15, moreover, I will endeavor that ye may be able, after my decease, to have these things always in remembrance. Peter said, moreover, the word endeavor means to have an eagerness in your pursuit of life. Peter said that you may be able, after my death, the things that I have shared with you, to allow them to always be in your remembrance. Yeah. And so again, my responsibility through the word of God is to stir you up by putting you in remembrance. Two responsibilities of the preacher. One is to preach the gospel. The other one is to exhort Christians to live as a Christian according to God's word, that one become more faithful to the Lord. If you're on the call this afternoon and you're not a Christian, the Bible has taught us in Paul's letter to the Romans what one must do in order to become a Christian. In Romans chapter 1, verses 16, Paul said, for I'm not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believeth, to the Jew first, and also to the Greek. So we find here that the Bible teaches in the book of Romans, the five acts that one must do in order to become a Christian, and then how one becomes a Christian. Well, we see from that, the Bible, the plan of salvation, God said, includes that one must believe in the written word. In Romans chapter 10 and verse number 14, the Bible says, how then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? So the first thing about a person must do, one must hear and believe the word of God. But that takes a preacher, someone in the Lord's church, to teach you the word of God. So you have to hear, and then you have to believe. Then one must repent. In Romans chapter 2, verse number 4, the Bible says, not knowing that the goodness of God leadeth thee to repentance. So not only must one hear something, but one must believe something. One must repent of their sins. And then one must confess. And back in Romans chapter 10 and verse is number 9, Paul in his letter to the Romans said to them that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shall believe in thy heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. But one has to commit that obedience to God, and then one must hear the gospel of Christ, and that's found in Romans chapter number 5, where the Bible records for us in verse number 6. The Bible says, for when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet perhaps peradventure for a good man, some would even dare to die. But God commanded his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So what one must believe is that gospel of Christ is the fact that Jesus Christ died for our sins. He was buried in the tomb. He rose again the third day. What you must do to become a Christian, we find in Romans chapter 6, because at this point, you're still in your sin. And so Paul, in his letter, asked the question, what shall we say then? Shall we continue in sin that grace may abound? Paul wrote, God forbid, or God wouldn't allow. How shall we that are dead to sin live any longer therein? You have to become dead to sin. How do I do that, preacher? And verse number 3, know ye not that so many of us as were baptized into Jesus Christ were baptized into his death. Therefore, we are buried with him by baptism into death, that like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we also should walk in newness of life. So what we have to do after hearing the gospel, we have to believe the gospel, repent of our sin, confess Christ to be the Son of God, and then be water baptized for the remission of all your past sin. And then what the Lord does, he adds you to the church, the only one you find in the Bible. In Romans 16:16, the Bible says, salute you one another with a holy kiss. The churches of Christ salute you. If you're subject to the invitation, ask the person that have invited you to the call to get in touch with us so we can have you added to the Lord's church. You can become a child of God, and you can become a Christian. I thank you this afternoon for your listening ear. I turn you over to our song leader.